Raji, as Prem Rawat is widely known, speaks to people around the world about the possibility of finding inner peace and contentment. He started addressing audiences when he was only 3 years old. At the age of 13, he was invited to address audiences in London and Los Angeles. Since then, he has presented his message to over 6.5 million people in more than 50 countries. Speaking at the United Nations Conference Center in Bangkok, Thailand, he recently said, "The peace that we are looking for is already in the heart. It needs to be felt, and I can help you get in touch with it." Raji's message is more than words. People who listen to him express finding profound inspiration, a fresh perspective on life, and peace within themselves.
I have an opportunity to talk to you, and it's always a great honor to talk to those who want to learn something about this existence, who want to learn something about this life. And I'm going to give you a little story, and you think about it, because the story is very simple. It's a story about a musical instrument. And once there was this exquisite, beautiful musical instrument. And when it was played, it made the most beautiful sound. It was exquisite in every detail. It was precious. But then people started looking at the new, at the different, because that's what people wanted. The new and the different sparked their curiosity. And they invited other musicians to come and play. And there were musicians who could play drum, and there were musicians who could play guitar, and there were musicians who could play flute. But no one knew how to play this one very special instrument. So they would look at it and they would wonder, what good is this instrument? It was beautiful, it sparked their curiosity. Maybe they look at it, maybe they don't look at it. But slowly, the instrument started to collect dust because it was ignored. It wasn't played and it had gone out of tune. And nobody understood what the fascination and the beauty of this instrument was. And as the time passed by, more and more this instrument was ignored. It was put away. It was put in the back. It was moved away because nobody knew how to play this instrument. Then one day, someone came and said, "Why have you cast aside, why have you put away this most beautiful instrument?" And people looked at him and questioned, "What is he talking about? Which instrument? The drums are all in tune, the flutes are great, the violins are perfect. The piano is in tune, it's shining, it's bright." And the man said, "Don't you remember this one instrument? It is because of this instrument that you even became interested in music. Because of this one instrument, you built this place. Because of this one instrument, you started to gather, to listen to it. And now that your curiosity has gone to the new and different, you have ignored this instrument." And the message and the question was incredibly simple, but nobody could understand the importance of it. Nobody understood, why is this man so interested in this old, dusty instrument? What is the value of this old, dusty instrument? Why is he attracted to this old, dusty, ignored instrument? Not everyone was interested, but some were. And they asked, "What is so special about this instrument? Because you know, ask the right question, not just any question. Ask the right question to the right person. The right question to the right person. And you will end up with the gift of understanding. Right question, wrong person, no good. Wrong question, right person, no good. Has to be the right question for the right person. And the question was asked. What is so special about this instrument? And the man said, let me show you. So he cleaned the instrument. And when he cleaned the instrument, it began to shine. Because we forget. We look and we see the dirt. The dirt will always be on top. Not at the bottom, on top. So the first thing we see is the dirt. And we make our impressions by what we see. But the person who knows has the ability to see beyond that dirt. And he has the ability to pull out that cloth and clean the dust and renew its beauty, its spark, its glamour, its glory. And this is what he did. And then he did the most important thing. He tuned it. Because look is not the only thing. It has to be in tune if it is going to sound good. And he tuned it. And when he tuned it, he gave it back to the people and said, now you play. And they said, we don't know how to play. Strike. Strike. And it will begin to play. Play. It is playing. Listen. Pluck. Strum. And you will hear. And when they began to play, they were mesmerized by its beautiful sound, by its incredible sound, because there was an instrument that could truly touch the heart. The heart. So, that's my story. What is the instrument? You are the instrument. And in your race for the new and different, you have forgotten yourself. You have forgotten you. And then everything in this life is all about new and different. Glamour, shining. Except for this instrument. Except for this existence. Except for this heart. Except for this life. Everything else has a priority. Morning till evening. What do I have to do? I have to do this, and 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 I have to do this. But in that list, are you anywhere? Number 10, number 20, number 50, number 100? No, nowhere. But when you can listen to this instrument, when it is tuned, and you can play, and you begin to play, you will hear a melody that is the melody of this breath coming to you. I talk about the breath, and people always look at me like, so what's special about the breath? What is special about the breath? With each breath comes your existence. With each breath comes this consciousness. With each breath comes this life. This is what it is. To you, you see a cloth. But to the weaver who weaved this cloth, he sees every knot, every thread that overlaps, every thread that crisses and crosses. If you can begin to appreciate what this is, that this isn't just a piece of cloth, that this isn't just something to keep you warm, that this is beautiful, that this is magnificent, and how beautiful you look in it. And you will begin to see its refinement. You will begin to understand what a gift you have been. This is the opportunity that we have been presented with, each one of you, and not just once. Life doesn't come just once. You thought so, didn't you? You just thought life just came once. I was born on such and certain date, and that's it. No, 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 no. See, the world fools you in celebrating your birthday once a year. Only once. On that date that you were born. This becomes an important day. You call your friends. You call your family. You have a party. You have a cake. Ah, but if you only understood that life comes to you with every breath that you take. Every breath that you take, life comes again. And again. And again. And again. And again. And it isn't about one day it being welcomed. It needs to be welcomed every time it comes. Every time that it comes, it needs to be escorted. Come. Please come. Please fill me with this life. Please fill me with this joy. Please fill me with peace. Because in the coming of life is the promise. The promise of peace. Not duality, but something that is singular. Not fake, but something that is real. Not owed, but something that belongs to you. Peace, that's what peace is. That's what peace is. Peace is not an apple on some balcony. Peace is not a pigeon flying across the sky. Peace will always be in the heart of all human beings. Every one of us. We are the human beings. We are the ones that thirst for peace. We are the ones that need peace. We are the ones that want peace. Easy to turn our fingers and say, yeah, the world needs peace. What world? What world? This is what I do. I tune the instrument that has been neglected and is so out of tune. I clean it till it shines again. And I tune it till it's perfectly in the rhythm, perfectly in tune. And then I hand it to you. Then I hand it to you. Because one, it is your instrument. And two, you're the only one who can play it. Not me. I cannot play it. Only you can play it. I can tune it, but I cannot play it. You can play it. You can enjoy it. You can feel its beauty. You can feel its music that is in every breath. So, is this beautiful story the untold story? And this untold story is about you because you are still alive. The story is still happening. You like stories? Everybody likes stories, I think. They're nice, they're interesting. But don't forget your own story. Who is in the story? You are in the story. How does the story begin? Once upon a time. Once upon a time. This being took the first breath. That's how the story begins. How does the story end? I know that as well. And you do too. And then he stopped breathing. That's the end. That's how the story ends. Is that good? Is that bad? Is that right? Is that wrong? Wrong question. It is. It's not right. It's not wrong. It's not good. It's not bad. There are many things in life that are like that. They're neither right nor wrong. They're neither good nor bad. They just are. That's the way they are. When the rain falls, is that good or bad or right or wrong? No, it just is. It will come. And the winter will come, and the spring will come, and summer will come, and fall will come. Is that good? Is that right? Is that wrong? No, that's just how it is. And sometimes the ocean will be rough, and sometimes the ocean will be calm. Is that good? Is that bad? Is that right? Is that wrong? Don't get into that. Because that's where the world confuses you. That's how it is. But it also is that you are alive. And that is the best news. And that is the most wonderful news. And that is the most profound thing that you can understand. I'm not here to tell you about good and bad. Are you surprised? Is that what you expect from me? Don't. There's a whole world to tell you about good and bad. There's no shortage of those. I'm the different one. I don't tell you about the good and the bad. I'm not here about the right and wrong. I'm here to awaken you to the possibility of this beautiful instrument that you have. To play. To play. You know, so many people come to me and they say, you know, we don't need somebody like you. We can attain peace and all this all by ourselves. So, just when I was getting ready to come here, I was thinking about that question. And I started thinking, because I like to cook. I like to cook. But I also know there is something that I need when I'm cooking. Of course, I need a frying pan or a wok. Understood. And of course, yes, I need spices and salt and whatever. Whatever I'm cooking, I need that. But there's something else I need. I need the ladle. I do. Because if I don't have that ladle and I started using my hand, I will have more than the dish I am making. I will have two dishes. One will be my hand that will be cooked, and the other one that's in the wok. Now, I could say, I don't need that. I am such a good cook, I don't need a ladle. What is wrong in having a ladle to stir? Something to help you stir the food so you don't have to burn yourself. I'm a ladle. I'm a ladle. Because I can help you. I can remind you about the importance of this existence. That's all I can do. Let you know how fortunate you are. Whether you want to play the instrument or not. Because you're still the owner of this instrument. And in my opinion, it is the most exquisite instrument there is. Most beautifully made. Most ornate. Priceless. No price can ever be put on it. This is what you have. This is your possibility.